This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Republican leaders of the Wisconsin State Senate and Assembly are spelling out their plans for the newly announced projected state budget surplus. That pot of money could hit $6.6 billion by the end of the current budget cycle next July, according to the latest estimates from the Evers administration. Just months ago, the projected surplus was at $5 billion. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue of Oostburg and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who's from Racine County, told a WisPolitics forum Tuesday that as a new budget is drafted this winter, they'll be pushing for tax cuts. In fact, Lemahue says he wants a nationally controversial idea to come to Wisconsin, a flat tax under which everyone, or most everyone, pays the same rate regardless of income.
Yes. Work on all the three brackets, work on the deduction, so that way all taxpayers get a tax cut, but we definitely need to drive down our top rates. You know, we're sort of an island with our top tax rate here in Wisconsin. We need to drive that down and beat our neighbors.
Later, we asked Lemahue about national criticism that a flat tax mainly benefits the wealthy.
They pay the vast majority of income taxes in Wisconsin.
It's unclear whether Wisconsin will actually join states like Iowa in approving a flat tax. The press office of Governor Tony Evers referred us to recent remarks from the reelected Democrat. For example, the website WisPolitics reported last week that Evers says he can't envision signing a budget that would lower the state's top income tax rates. The governor also said the budget he'll introduce early next year will be looking at the middle class. A few months ago during the campaign, Evers proposed a 10% tax cut for some middle-income residents and expanding the homestead credit to more lower-wage homeowners and renters. Republicans refused to take up the proposals. Speaker Voss said that he and Evers spoke by phone for 5 minutes Tuesday and will set a date for a meeting, a rare in-person meeting.
It is the majority leader and the speaker sitting down with the governor, finding areas of common ground.
Something that may still be a tall order. But unlike some other state budgets, the two sides are playing with a projected huge surplus instead of facing a big deficit. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.